Arthur Staple from Newsday joins us. Arthur, I know analytics guys like this deal. You look at it from an Islander perspective. Was how much of getting to the salary floor had to do with this signing of the tandem?
I think they were going to get there anyway. Okay. They had a few restricted free agents to sign. I'm sure they were going to find somebody on a short-term deal. Elsewhere, whether it's the Danny Heatley type or they were going to make a trade to bring in somebody who's got a little bit more salary. So, I don't think crawling above the floor was quite as big a concern for the Islanders as it was for some of the people outside the Islanders. But obviously this deal alleviates any of that talk. And I think they knew they were going to have to overpay, much the same way the Oilers overpaid for a couple of their free agents. And I feel like the same with the Oilers. They're not looking to just throw money at a guy to kind of lock him up and beat out a few other better teams that might have been offering less money. I think they feel like these are two guys that fit into what they're doing going forward.
Yeah, Arthur. I mean, these are two names came up a lot here in Edmonton. As you can imagine, they'd answer a lot of questions for the Oilers. I think no matter where they went, and I talk about them like they're a unit, it's two players, but, a lot of Kuhlman, Grabowski talk. These are two really good players, and like you said, it's a given that you're going to overpay in this situation, but it looks to me like this really changes the dynamic of that top six.
It does, and I think the way they look at it is more of a top nine with their three forward lines, and frankly, outside of Franz Nielsen having a big year last year, most of which was fueled by his play on the power play on the top unit, this really, the part of the failures for the Islanders early in the season that knocked them out of contention, in addition to bad goaltending and bad defense, was their inability to score outside of the top line that at the time had Thomas Vanek and Tavares and Kyle Opozo. Their second and third lines have not been consistent scoring lines the last couple of years. Towards the end of the year, I think when the Islanders were up in Edmonton, they had most of their young guys in the lineup because most of the veterans were either out or traded. So there were some hints that guys like Ryan Strome and Anders Lee and Brock Nelson could be guys that filled in that, four through nine line, forward positions. And those guys are going to be good going forward. But I think Garth Snow felt like they're still young guys and they've kind of, bare bones it a bit along the way with some of their other young guys in years past and hoped and their hope ran out very quickly. So this is two bona fide NHL players, no matter what their goals and assists say the last couple years or what happened with Grabowski in Toronto. I think they feel like they fit what the Islanders want to do, and if you're going to overpay, you'd rather overpay for a guy who's just turning 28 in Kuhlman and a guy who's 30 in Grabowski, who can kind of bounce around in that middle spots of the lineup, or maybe even show some flashes and play on the top line with Tavares and Opozo. They've got some flexibility, and I think that's what they were looking for.
Arthur Staple joins us from Newsday. Arthur, there's a lot of talk at Edmonton. Josh Bailey's name's being out there. He's got 4 years left at $3.3 million. I asked some players. One description I got was a guy said he had bad boots, as far as meaning he's not a great skater. He went like 50-some games this year without a goal. He's never been a big offensive guy. What is Josh Bailey?
I don't think even he knows right now. He's a guy who's just 24, 25. It's not exactly like he's thrown away the prime years of his career. I think the Islanders are certainly largely responsible for maybe rushing him out of his draft year right into the NHL. And I just think he didn't have the size to be an effective center then, and they moved him to wing, and he's been a pretty effective two-way player. His possession numbers aren't bad. But as far as the scoring goes, when they need him to score, much like I was saying with some of the other guys like Michael Grabner, he just wasn't there scoring-wise in November, December, January, and those are the crucial months for this team to be able to say they can stay in it. He had a good year during the shortened season 2 years ago, and they were a playoff team, so he does figure in their future. I'm sure they would look to move him, and I think Garth Snow has looked to move him, and I think the offers back have been basically, we'll give you a mid-round draft pick for him, and I don't think they're ready to throw him away after signing him to that $16.5 million extension before last season. So, I think they do have a glut of forwards right now. I think it's up to 16 with their restricted free agents, guys that are on one-way deals. So they're going to have to move somebody or several somebodies out. I'm not so sure that 4 years left at 3.3 is something that's going to land them a top-four defenseman as far as Bailey is concerned if they're going to dangle him. But it's a long summer left to go, and there's lots of teams up against the cap, so we'll have to see what happens. But I think if in the worst-case scenario, if there's no trade for Josh Bailey, it's certainly a sign that he needs to produce or he's not going to be able to fit into this lineup.
In ideally, you mentioned he started center, wasn't there. They moved him to the wing. Is he better as a centerman? Is he a winger? What do you think he is moving forward?
I think the way that he plays, he can take some face off. You know, they have a lot of guys who bounce around. You know, Franz Nielsen doesn't take too many defensive zone draws. He's had some wrist problems the last couple of years as the seasons have worn on. Calipozzo can jump in and take draws. You know, they kind of look at these wing center positions as kind of fluid. You know, they've talked about Brock Nelson being on the top line as a left wing. He's a guy who's been a pretty good emerging centerman. Grabowski, they've even said they felt like could play the wing after they acquired him. So I don't think they feel like these roles are necessarily etched in stone. They like what Bailey does at the opposite end of the ice. You know, he's a guy who knows where to be defensively, but they need to see more production out of him. It doesn't matter if it's center or wing, whatever. They just need to see more out of him, and if he's there going into the season, then he's going to have to produce right away, like I said, to be able to stay in the lineup, or he may end up just being someone who's just let go because there's not enough room for him.
Arthur, is there anybody you're aware of that Snow was after hot and heavy that maybe he got close on but didn't get? And part B, what's left on his to-do list this summer?
Well, they did. They took some pretty big swings on day one. They came away with a lot of small depth pieces, backup goalie and Chad Johnson, a top, you know, possibility to slot into a seventh, sixth or seventh defenseman role in T.J. Brennan, some depth forwards. They offered 4 years and at 5.5 per to Jerome McGinley. He took the 3 years at the same number from Colorado. Mm-hmm. They offered 3 years at $5 million per to Dan Boyle. He took 2 years and less money from the Rangers. I think they offered the same or maybe a little bit better incentive-wise to Brad Richards than the one-year $2 million deal they got from Chicago, and they offered Thomas Vanek more money than he took from Minnesota. So they were in there swinging, and they've been in there swinging for the last few free agencies. And, you know, fans certainly get frustrated, and they like to point to one thing, whether it's the lousy building or whether it's people feel the GM isn't taken seriously or the owner isn't taken seriously. And, you know, I think it comes down to just not being a successful team. You know, it steers veterans like that away. I think the fact that he had, you know, as he put it, the lines in the water with Kuhlman and Grabowski all the way along too, and was committed to keeping them together and allowing them to, you know, be a central part of what they're building here, I think won them over. They're not necessarily the hugest names out there, but ultimately, if he'd ended up with, you know, Jerome McGinley and Brad Richards versus these two guys, I wonder what the reaction would have been. They're certainly much bigger names and have bigger pedigrees, but two guys that are much further along in their careers. So, you know, it's difficult to say whether they would have been better off if he'd swung and connected on a few of those first eight targets. But I think going forward, like I said, they've got a ton of forwards. They've got a lot of 6, 7, 8, 9 guys on one-way contracts on defense. But I think they feel like they can upgrade their top four on defense. They've got Travis Hamonic, who's kind of cemented in there. They've got Calvin DeHaan, who showed some flashes as a rookie last year. They've got Griffin Reinhart from up your way, who's going to have a chance to play a regular role on defense and see what he can do. But I think there's room to add someone who's got the experience the same way they could have gone into the season with the same group of forwards that they had and kind of hoped for some improved playoff last season. But they went out and got Kuhlman and Grabowski instead. I think he's looking to package one or two of these forwards that are on decent contracts, whether it's a Michael Grabner with just a year or two left at $3 million average value, or a Josh Bailey or someone like that, to get a top four defenseman in here. And I feel like, you know, they went out and got Yaroslav Halak to play goal and, you know, bona fide number one goaltender. They've shored up their forward situation. If they can shore up their defense, I think they've accomplished everything that they wanted to accomplish this summer.
Arthur, excellent rundown. We appreciate it. Enjoy the summer.
All right, guys. Anytime. Thanks a lot.